we can do the recitation of foundational good quality together.
The foundation of all good quality is the kind and venerable Guru. Correctly devoting to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once, it's greatly meaningful and it's difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly, day and night, take its essence. This light is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After that, just like a shadow follows the body, the result of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me to always to be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsari pleasures is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate a strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teaching is keeping the pratimoksha vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother migratory beings. Bless me to see this train in supreme bodhicitta and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. By clearly recognizing that developing bodhicitta without practicing the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. To practice the bodhisattva vows with great energy, by pacifying destruction to wrong object and correctly analyzing the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the supreme Vajra vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. Having become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pledges like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, which are the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the fourth session, please bless me to realize the teaching of the holy gurus. Like that, may the guru who showed the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long life. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my life, never separated from perfect gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent dharma. By completing the quality of the stages and path, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara.
Sanje jodan zonje jonala janjo bado dane jazonje daji cheje jeme zona dola benje sanje do marajo sanje jodan zonje jonala janjo bado dane dola benje sanje do marajo sanje So, before we start the actual teaching that kindly set the right motivation. The best try to set the motivation in bodhicitta, the purpose of one's life, purpose of engaging into this practice of studying the stages of the path, the lamrim, be the complete cause to actualize fully enlightenment of myself, which is just for the benefit of numberless beings, fully enlightenment. For that purpose, I'm going to engage into this 1.5 hour session to actualize the meaning of my life by extracting the meaning the stages on the path, in particularly the foundation or the root of all the realizations up to enlightenment. And may whatever merit accumulate by generating this positive motivation can able to actualize the complete contemplation on the understanding of the meaning of the teaching and as well able to actualize the meditation on the understanding and able to actualize the realization on the stages on the path, in particularly to actualize the realization in guru devotion, which is the foundation of all the good qualities up to the omniscient. Since our mind from beginningless lifetime habituated by the ignorant and delusions, it is very hard for us to cultivate this right motivation single-pointedly. So therefore, in order not to overwhelm or dominate by the habituation of delusion from the past, here we seek the blessing, here we seek the divine blessing of the Buddha, just such as Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, who is inseparable from one's guru, from whom then you call the blessing through receiving the radiation of light together with the nectar, enter from your crown, and gradually, get into the central heart channel, where the one's subconscious mind or where the one's mind reside. And the moment the light and the nectar, which derive from the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, the moment it touches the mind, instantly bring about the the single-pointed devotion and conviction, and experiences the great joy, which you receive from the faith that generated towards the Buddha. Then at the same time, inspire oneself that how fortunate that we have such a good karma to have the opportunity to do discussion on the holy teachings of the Buddha, even though that we born in the time that which is the five degenerate time, almost there's a total loss direction, but due to the again by the kindness of the Buddhas, by the kindness of the Guru, we have obtained this opportunity, and one should determine that I will make sure I will try my best to understand the meaning, I will cultivate the meaning, and will make sure train in the habituating the understanding and actualize the realization. So with this happiness mind, so then we start the today's session, which we can say this is a second semester of our the foundation course, and I feel very fortunate myself, very fortunate that we are still alive, and again, and given an opportunity to share, some of understanding in Dharma, so that again you have given me the opportunity to accumulate merit, and same thing to you, and within the Dharma brother sister, having this opportunity is marvelous, So, so therefore, this this semester, this 8th course, is very, very important. the title, you know, you must be very familiar, because all of us here, you know, every single day-to-day life, we are trying to understand and we are trying to, actualize the teaching on Lam Rim. So this semester is, the structure in a kind of, the teaching on the stages of the graduate stages of the path, the Lam Rim. By using the one of the most content, the Lam Rim teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa, there's a Lam Rim Chenmo, the great volume of the Lam Rim teaching, and as well as there's a middle length Lam Rim teaching, as well as many other different commentaries, based on the Lama Atisha's Lam on the Path. And this foundation of all good qualities, one of the most limited word which express complete stages of the path from the root guru devotion up to the introduction to tantra. And each topic, you just need to remember four lines. When you go into the great Lam Rim text, it cover, 30, 40, 50 pages, or I have no idea. So through the explanation, through the discussion, you try to understand the points. And in order to remember within day-to-day life, then you just consist, cut and paste this four line into your mind and remember, that practice and live a life with that. It makes very easy, because no need to remember too many words, very limited words, you see. So it's like that. So anyway, so today's subject is the guru is the foundation of all good qualities. So there's a different aspect of the points for us to actualize in order to cover this subject. So therefore so anyway, you can refer to the foundation of good quality, what distributed. So the first paragraph stated that the foundation of all good qualities is the kind and venerable guru. Correctly devoting to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. So this word cover the whole aspect of the teachings on guru devotion and the practice on the guru devotion.